Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch. Yeah,
no. You can't stop it.
I just said that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Right, seriously, yeah. Guys. Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to lead.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Got to go big. Really big.
Message erased.
In my mind, I still need a place to go. All my changes were there. Blue, blue windows behind the stars.
Sometimes in life, let's get these levels right. Sounds pretty decent. I'll turn the Beatles down a little bit. Leave in the background. Leave in the background. Sometimes in life, you're surrounded by a lot of different people. Sometimes they contribute well. Sometimes they don't contribute well. Sometimes you're left there on the wing by yourself to do a show all by yourself. And that's pretty much where we're at right now. I am here all by myself. and what's typically a talk show, comedy-based, I'll say, is something I'll attempt to do, but it's really hard to do by yourself. Because, I mean, what is less funnier than someone laughing at themselves? Am I right? But what are you going to do? But I do have something lined up for today that I think that some people may like, some people may not like, but that's where you come in. I want you to call in 718-928-9732. I have a few things lined up for the show today, and one is going to be I'm going to play my album with my band that currently has no name. Me, my friend Ryan, and my friend Chris have a band. We don't have a name for it, but we have recorded an album. So I'm going to play that album today. I'll talk a little bit in between each song, do whatever. But if you want to call in, tell me what you think about it. Tell me what kind of like band name you would give it. I'm all ears. I also want to give a thank you to Michael from Collision Time for filling in for us last week. I did get to listen to it, and he did a stellar job for a guy who doesn't do talk radio. He stepped up and did some talk. He did a pretty good job, so thanks. So last week I was not here because Michael filled in, and I was on the West Coast, and I had flown in to Seattle. And from there, drove down to San Francisco. Spent four to five days driving down. And it was a really interesting time because I got to see a part of the world I've never seen before. I've never been out that northwest before. So that was really, really exciting. It was also exciting to drive through towns that are like logging towns, that are like towns that have really fallen off because there's not any work there. So it was really interesting to like drive through a town and seeing like, well, this is another big problem I have in life is that America once was, when you did a road trip, it was unique. When you went from town to town to town, you came across something different because, you know, you certain things sold well in one, certain things sold well in another, and there were certain needs for different towns. Now driving through America, you're going to come across that very rarely. I find that you might come across that in like beach towns, but like in rural America, it's like chain after chain after chain. So when I'm driving through Oregon, you're going to come across chain after chain after chain. I saw so many Dairy Queens, I couldn't believe it. But I mean, most of the jobs in America now are chain related. Chain restaurant, chain Walmart, chain whatever it's going to be. And that's really what it comes down to. And it's really bizarre to look at. The other thing that was very interesting was I'm driving through, getting close to the coast or the getting close to the state border of Oregon and California, and all of a sudden it starts smelling really good. I think it was right around Mount St. Helens. Went to Mount St. Helens. Beautiful. Everyone should go on a road trip up that way. Big vast open roads, amazing. It's just so grand out there. The trees are bigger. Everything is bigger. The ocean's bigger. The rocks are bigger. Everything is just grand. It's really amazing. But I'm driving and getting close to the state border there. And it's like, it starts smelling really good. It smells like burning pine trees. And I'm like, oh, that smells really good. Maybe someone is burning something. Then it gets stronger and stronger and stronger to the point where I'm like, we got to figure out what this is. So we're looking it up, and it's one of the forest fires. And apparently since I left, that when I was in Seattle, there was ashes falling on Seattle from one of the forest fires. I did get to see a forest fire from the air in flying back to New York, and it was literally a forest fire, smoke pluming up out of the earth. It was devastating looking. It was horrible. But, I mean, driving through a forest fire is tremendously strong. You cannot breathe unless you turn your car onto, like, recycled in-car air. So it was really intense. So now we have the Northwest burning, and we have the Southeast underwater. This hurricane is just... I have been completely fascinated by this hurricane. I guess I probably get fascinated with most world news or national news or stuff like that. But I don't know. Every time one of these comes along and the devastation is huge and it actually does affect people I know. I have an aunt down there and I have my grandmother down there and she's on the West Coast on the Gulf side. And I can't remember where my aunt is, but I'm sure she's close. She's closer to the ocean. So hopefully she's all right. But my grandmother's like all alone down there. And she lives in a pretty big house. And I remember it being really low, just like everything else is in Florida. So I'm 2.5 million people have lost electricity. So I'm sure she's one of them. Giggles, if you were here, which I'll say it, we're the Dave and Giggles show. Giggles is not here. It's just Dave. It's just Dave talking to you for a little while. We're going to get to some stuff in a little bit. I swear it's just not going to be me talking forever. But Giggles is also from Florida, and I was just talking to him, and he was really worried about his house he grew up in. His mom Liz still lives down there. She lives in I can't remember what it was. I think it was Fort Myers. I don't remember where he grew up, but his mom was calling him like 20 minutes ago, and he's like, I gotta find out how the house is. So it's just crazy. I've been watching all these videos all day of just the immenseness of Irma. It's just absolutely incredible and scary. And it's just amazing. I was listening to a lot of facts about it. And the funny thing is that this Facebook needs to go. I'm going to say that right off the bat. And Facebook just got caught saying that they sold like $100,000 in Russian shit. And now they're doing the same thing with this Irma stuff. And they're broadcasting a whole bunch of quote unquote live video of the hurricane, and it's turning out to be false. It's turning out to be stuff from like Thailand or something, Nepal or somewhere that's not here and not now. Which so I don't where do we lie on that? Like, how do we get rid of all this nonsense, or is it just going to get worse and worse and worse? I don't know. I think I'm going to turn this down here for a second. And, one of the really fascinating things is I think, let's see if we can find it real quick. Jim Carrey, I believe, has put it best in an interview he did on a red carpet somewhere. And I don't know if Jim Carrey's losing his mind or if he's just becoming super woke. As the kids say, super woke. So we're going to play this. If you want to call in, 718-928-9732. But let's listen to Jim Carrey here. You going to get it to play, Dave? We're going to find out. We got bad service down here, even though I'm connected to the Wi-Fi. All right, this is an E-Live carpet, red carpet for the Emmys. So that's what it is.
Say, Jim Carrey. Yes.
All right, there we go.
I've covered a lot of fashion weeks. This is the first time I've run in to Jim Carrey. Wait, tell me, is it true you're wandering the streets? You need a date to the party? What's up?
No. I'm doing just fine. There's no meaning to any of this. So I wanted to find the most meaningless thing that I could come to and join, and here I am.
They're celebrating.
I mean, you got to admit, it's completely meaningless.
Well, isn't anything, they say though. They're celebrating icons inside.
Celebrating
Do you
icons.
In icons,
boy, that is just the absolute lowest aiming, you know, possibility that we could come up with. It's like icons. What do you believe in icons? I don't believe in personalities. I don't believe that you exist.
Stop that right there. Do you believe in icons? I'm not sure what he's getting at, because definition of icon is someone who like changes society in one way or another. So that it exists, but I'm going to continue on here.
But there is a wonderful fragrance in the air.
You don't believe certain icons have the power to make change, to think differently, to be bold, to inspire others? Artistry, you're one of them.
On the good foot. Ha! Yeah. You shut it down now. Yeah, no, I don't believe in icons. I don't believe in personalities. I believe that peace lies beyond personality, beyond invention and disguise. Beyond the red S that you wear on your chest that makes bullets bounce off. I believe that it's deeper than that. I believe we're a field of energy dancing.
At this point, the woman is interviewing, looks frightened. She looks like he might like freak out at any moment. And he's wearing like this velour jacket, and he's got this wild, crazy look in his eyes. And I don't know if it's authentic or if it's like a character he's playing to, like, you know, get an interview that's going to go viral. Regardless, we're playing it, right? So, I mean, it's winning. So I'm going to continue on.
And I don't care.
But Jim, you got really dressed up for the occasion. You look good.
No, I
didn't. Is that an accident?
I didn't get dressed up.
Who did?
There is no me.
There's no you.
No.
We're not here. This is a dream.
There's just things happening. And there are clusters of tetrahedrons moving around together.
Okay.
Yes.
So what's happening in our world right now? Because there is a lot of news that actually is relevant that's not that uplifting.
Here's the thing. It's not our world.
None of this is real?
Nope.
So you're just passing
through. We don't
matter.
We don't matter.
Oh, wow.
This is the good news.
Okay.
So, I mean, he's got a point. It's not our world. I mean, we're just a blip on the radar of the world itself, and we probably will come and go. But, I mean, his nihilistic approach to this whole thing is pretty hilarious. I will give him that. It is pretty freaking hilarious. All right, so let's get to it. I'm going to get set up here, and we're going to play some music, which is from my band. That's not really my band. It's more my band's band. But I play sometimes in it, and I contribute to it. And we've recorded a lot, and we practice the songs an immense amount for not to have played out yet. But as soon as we get a band name, I believe we're going to play out. All right. So I don't know if they want me to give out their last names, but my band is me, my buddy Chris, and my other buddy Ryan. If you go back into the show history, you will find them have been on my show once or twice in a lifetime. All right, so the first song I'm going to play, I believe the lyrics were written by Chris, and the music was written by Ryan. Maybe Chris too. Good point. I don't know. But the first one's going to be called Hollywood.
Save you even if they could.
That was Hollywood with Chris on vocals, playing drums and singing vocals. So that was the first song off of our album. There are other songs on the album, and I hope to get to them. But I just want to also point out that I'm keeping a current eye on Irma. And as of right 8 minutes ago, tweeted out by Eric Burris of some paper down there, says water levels are up to near 7 feet above sea level in Naples and still rising. So we're basically, we're not in a good spot here. This is not going to be good. Oh, man, the video from all this stuff too is just absolutely intense. Yeah, so if you felt like you liked the song or you felt like you hated the song, call in 718-928-9732. We are the Dave and Giggles Show. I am Dave and I am all alone and I'm just hanging out with you for the rest of the night, for the rest of the hour. So I got about 37 minutes left with you, hanging out, just chilling, playing some music that I have helped partake in making. We are looking for a band name. So if you want to call up and tell us that, you're more than welcome to. I'll also regale you with some stories from the road trip of going out west. So I told you that, it's getting hot in here. I'm turning the AC. Getting into California from Oregon, it was, there was a lot of smoke and, we had come down into California right around sunset. And like right when you get into California, like pretty north, maybe like an hour into California, there's the first Redwood State Park. I think it's Jedediah. I think it was Jedediah. And passing through it was magical and as creepy a thing as you've ever seen, because it was sunset. So, the first thing about Redwoods is that the darker it is, this is my theory. I don't know if this is true. And you can call me and tell me if it is, 718-928-9732. But as you get darker, I feel like the trees go bigger. So it's pretty dark in there to begin with, but as the sun is setting, you kind of have this like magical hour within the Redwoods of these giant, giant trees. And as the sun is slowly setting, the smoke from the fire, from the forest fires, is also hanging low and also high, but hanging low on the trees. And it was just one of the most real things I think I've ever seen. I mean, it's beauty and destruction all in the same moment. And it was weird. It was really weird. I was really taken aback by the Redwoods and really taken aback of the fires and the destruction that's happening in America right now. I haven't been down to Florida in a while, but being up in the West Coast with those fires and actually driving through them was very odd. And I wasn't used to that being an East Coaster, and I wasn't used to the Northwest either, but it was very, very odd. Being stuck in heaven, if you were, of being stuck in smoke and also in the Redwoods, our next song is a song called Stuck in Heaven. That was really, really bad, huh? All right. So regardless, I'm going to play the next song off our album, or it's not really the next song off our album because it hasn't been like printed or anything. So it's just kind of songs that we're playing on our album. So here's the second one.
I'm stuck in heaven and I don't know what
That was Stuck in Heaven by a unnamed band, my band. I am Dave of Dave and Giggles, and I am alone here today, and Giggles is shooting a wedding, so he is not able to be here. But I will. I'll be here for you guys. You know why? Because I love you guys. It's true. Love you guys. I mean, not many people would do this. A lot of people would just be like, you know what? It's going to run a best of. Just going to do it. Just take the safe approach. That's what Giggles does. He takes the safe approach. Well, I'm a darer. I have integrity. If some of you remember a couple weeks ago, I have integrity, and I'm not going to just lay down and not stand up. Regardless, if you want to call in, if you have any ideas for a name of a band, 718-928-9732. I would love to hear them because I need one. And that's how it goes. Also, while in Seattle, it's hard. So I passed through Seattle. I passed through Portland. And I liked them to a certain degree, but I was expecting so much more. And if you want to call in and really ream me out about it, I'm all for it. Seattle... I grew up in the 90s, so Seattle was a real, really big thing for me and a very big, like, an idea for me as a teenager growing up in the 90s, listening to Pearl Jam, listening to Nirvana, listening to all these Seattle bands. And, like, I really pictured Seattle to be a certain way. And when I got there, and I don't know if it's changed, because, I mean, you talk to New Yorkers and you're like, oh, man, New York used to be so cool. It's not anymore, blah, blah, blah. That happens everywhere. But when I got there, it was just, again, this kind of like one chain after another. And I was just not really that thrilled with it. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't, coming from New York, it's hard because New York is just so much more in general about cities. You know, it's like you have everything in New York. When you go to another city, you try to live it up to New York, and it just never does because it never will. Because New York really is truly one of the best cities in the world. But when you go, I was trying not to do that, and I was really focusing on its own city. But I will say it is beautiful. The hills, the Puget Sound, I made it out to the Puget Sound. When I was out there, I met this guy named Eric, and Eric was a lighthouse keeper, and he was creepy as all hell. I mean, he was your stereotypic lighthouse keeper who may or may not have killed someone and buried them in the lighthouse. But he was really a fascinating guy, and he was telling us the story of growing up in Idaho and following a girl out to Seattle, and then she left him and went somewhere else, and he became a lawyer and then eventually a lighthouse keeper, which was a weird transition, but he was way too eager. And that was the other thing about the West Coast in general, was that everyone was just way too nice. I'm going to tell a story later of someone who was just way too nice. But while we were visiting the lighthouse, we were up and we were checking out the Puget Sound. And again, Seattle is beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. I just was not blown away with, like, the homeless. The homelessness is a big problem in the West Coast. I was blown away by how much homelessness there is in Seattle and Portland. But also just like the non-uniqueness of the whole thing. It just seemed like any other small city because of all these goddamn chain restaurants. I mean, you have your restaurants and your chain, I meant to say your chains in general. There's just like every chain imaginable everywhere now. You can't get away from it. But I was just really shocked by it. But anyway, getting back to Eric, showed us the lighthouse, got to the top of the lighthouse, and we're in the Puget Sound, and we're watching where the ocean comes up and in to the sound, and we see a bunch of dolphins, we see a bunch of seals. It was pretty badass, and Eric had mentioned that if we were there 5 minutes earlier, we would have saw orcas, which I was pretty upset about. I really wanted to see some orcas. I've never seen it, obviously, a wild orca, let alone a real orca, unless I've been to SeaWorld, which I don't think I have ever been, but not the point. A wild, real-life orca, missed it by 5 minutes. Eric was telling me all about it, really getting my hopes up that he may come back. He never did, but I did get to see some cool seals, which I saw some kids throwing rocks at, and a kids are jerks. And he stopped before I had to yell at him, which was good. But the dolphins are badass. I mean, just wild dolphins in the Puget Sound. Super badass. And the fog up there that lifts in the morning is really beautiful. So as much as I have to say about the blandness, I would say, of Seattle, it was super beautiful. Like, the islands that are off the Seattle coast are just magnificent. All right. Enough of me blabbing on, I guess. We're going to play another song. This one is called Platinum. We Are Dave and Giggles. It's just Dave today. Playing songs off of me and my band's album. We don't have a name for the album. We have a name for songs, but we don't have a name for our band either. So if you want to call up, give some ideas for a name of a band, more than welcome to take it. 718-928-9732. Give us a buzz. Next song is Platinum. And as you can hear, there's a lot of Seattle influence in our music. So when I get to Seattle, I really want to see some really, like, I want to see some flannel shirts. I want to see some, you know, long hair. Just wasn't what I wanted. But, you know, you live and you learn and you go experience new places. And that's really what the heart of it is. I am Dave, doing a solo show of the Dave and Giggles Show. The music you just heard is of my band with my bandmates Chris and Ryan. We don't have a name yet, so if you want to participate and try to give us a name, you're more than welcome to do so. The number is 718-928-9732. If not, just sit and listen. but I would like to hear some feedback. So if you want to send some feedback, email you can email is daveandgiggles@gmail.com, and let me know what you think of the music. If you liked it, if you hated it, I don't care. I like feedback. It doesn't matter to me. I'm like Trump. Well, no, Trump just likes good feedback. But, you know, you take it as it comes. I'll appreciate anything that you send our way. All right, so I told you before last break that I wanted to tell you the nicety of the West Coast. I'll tell you, first when I got back, after being out West, there was the people out West are just so nice. They're just so freaking nice. And it becomes a problem after a while, but for the most part, it's really endearing and it's really sweet. When I got back, I went and saw a movie by myself. I went and saw The New Planet of the Apes, which wasn't as good as the first two, but still pretty decent. Not bad. It was a very touching movie for a movie called War of the Planet of the Apes. A lot of one-on-one kind of interview, like scenes, which were pretty cool. But regardless, I went and had dinner before, and I just stopped off and got a sandwich. And I'm listening to the waitress behind I'm sitting at the bar, listening to the waitress and a customer who's apparently a regular. He sounds like he's a regular. And he's telling her his trip to Maine. And she could not care less. But she treated it just like everyone in New York would. Yeah, that's cool. Great. Not staring at the guy. Not encouraging him to speak more. If he's going to speak more, it's on him. And just kind of rolling with it to get out of the situation until they leave or she has to leave. So, I mean, that's what I'm accustomed to. That's what I feel like most of us, at least on the East Coast, are accustomed to. On the West Coast, it's entirely different. People say hi to you. People will go out of their way to help you. People will engage in your conversation that you either want or don't want. It doesn't really matter to them. So I am, after a long day of driving, because again, driving from Seattle to San Francisco, it's 1,000 miles. It's a lot of driving in like 4 days, 4 or 5 days. And, we just spent a whole day driving and we get in to, our destination where we have this really awesome cabin in the Redwoods. Beautiful. It was really awesome. I really encourage it. It was on Airbnb. I don't remember the name of it, but she was really awesome. It was this hippie up in the woods. She had nothing but like Zodiac books all over the place. It was in the middle of the Redwoods. Driving down the road, it was just like this dirt road that like I thought was leading to my doom. But it was in the middle of the Redwoods, and it was really awesome. But before that, we were starving. So the only thing open in the town was a Subway, which I hate Subways. But what are you going to do? It's the only thing in town. You got to eat something. So we go into a Subway. It's like, I want to say it was like 9:30 and it closed at 10. And again, we're in the middle of the Redwoods. That's the only thing open. Unless you want to go to McDonald's, I'd rather go to Subway, I suppose. But regardless, we're like, cool, we got a half an hour. Let's go grab a sandwich and then head over, just relax. And we get in and there's this woman there named Bev. And Bev is making sandwiches. And there are two people in front of us. And these people are the most annoying people in the world. The girl is pierced from head to toe. And she's a bigger girl. And the guy, I'm assuming her boyfriend, is a very slight, nerdy kind of guy who was like, I want all the vegetables. I want everything. Give me everything. And he was very excited about it. But the nicety that came about from this and just being on the West Coast became so surreal that I thought I was going to flip out. And the girl I was with also was going to flip out. And we both had to calm ourselves down during this. So she's like talking to them and they're talking back and they're engaging in a conversation that's about absolutely nothing. They're literally not talking about anything then except that the sandwich that they're making, and they're talking about how the other girl at another Subway doesn't make it well and they don't put enough of this on it or that on it. And this goes on there's two sandwiches she's making for each of these people. We get in there at 9:20, or yeah, like 9:20, 9:30. And it took 20 minutes each sandwich for them, for her to make for these two, because they're talking the entire time and being really like, oh, we're going to be best friends after this. So this is great. That's really what I felt. Like, these people knew each other and that they were being so nice to each other. And that's where the New Yorker in me was like, God damn it. If you don't finish that sandwich, I'm going to flip my shit. And it was, and I ended up like pretending I was on my phone the entire time she made my sandwich so she would not engage me in conversation, just because I did not want to sit there for another 20 minutes while she made my sandwich. So it was like me looking up going, yep, that perfect, perfect. Yep, good, done, go, next. It was the most frustrating like half an hour, 40 minutes of my life. And I really appreciate the nice quality of the West Coast, but it drove me crazy. It drove me absolutely insane. Yeah. So the next song I want to play, which is fun, right? Next song I want to play is one that where I'm on vocals for, and also so is Ryan, and I believe Chris is on there too. But the third verse is my favorite, so keep a listen out for that. This song is called On the Way, which I have played before on the show as a close, I think. So regardless, if you're just hearing it for the first time, let me know how you think.
On the way I saw I'd be
going to roll right into the next song since we're running out of time. So this next one will be called Reading. We are now joined in with my favorite after-show host, Barry. Say hi, buddy.
Hey, what's going on, man? Sorry, I'm kind of trying to set up.
I know, set up all you wish. I was also been telling everybody, so last week, I was trying to see if you would cover one of my shows, but I ended up being able to do one. So thank you for thinking about it. But I ended up going to Seattle. I've been telling everybody about that. And drove from Seattle to San Francisco. So I made a little road trip of it.
How was that? Actually, I was going to do that, but we ended up going the other way and went to Vancouver.
Oh, you went to Vancouver? I was thinking about that too. Then I remembered I didn't bring my passport. So I was like, well, that's a no-go. Well, it ended up being 1,000 miles. Yeah, so it was a lot, but it was really fucking cool. I talked a lot about it, but basically we went through forest fires.
We went through all the redwoods, which were super badass. One of my favorite moments was driving down the 101. Eventually, you kind of veer inland, and you kind of hit up a bunch of redwoods. And at that point, it had reached the hottest temperature that part of the country has ever seen. It was 108 degrees, which was mind-bendingly hot, especially for like such a drier heat. You know, it was so hot. I saw like a bunch of dudes on motorcycles wearing like leather from head to toe. I was like, why? Just why? That's just crazy. But the biggest, craziest thing. So you're inland and it's 108 degrees. And we decided to make a go for the coast. And to get there, you had to go through a bunch of mountain trails, right? And which was like windy as shit, really crazy. And as we're going through this mountain to get to the ocean, we have a rent-a-car. So on the rent-a-car, there's the temperature outside. And we see it go from 108 to 68 in the matter of 20 miles.
That's unbelievable.
It was the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen.
What did you think of Seattle? That was the first... I went in June. It was the first time I'd ever been.
I was talking a little bit about it before. I'm here all alone, so I've been talking to myself for an hour. But basically, my thoughts about it was absolutely stunning. It was beautiful, beautiful city. But being a kid in the 90s, like, I really wanted Seattle to be something different. And this was the other part of like driving through America. It's just this. It's just become every town looks exactly the same. So like when you go to a city, it just looks just like the same as all the other cities. There's chain restaurants. There's chains here. It's just like it's just become, you know, ambiguous to any other city.
I had the same experience with Seattle, where I also was. I am a child of the 90s.
Sure.
And was excuse me, and came of age when Seattle was on the cover of like Spin magazine literally every week.
And it was so cool.
Yes, was and am a big fan of the movie Singles.
Great movie.
I don't like the bigger acts that came out of Seattle, honestly. I'm not a huge grunge fan.
Yeah. So like Pearl Jam was just too big. Soundgarden too big.
I did have a phase where I went through them. I have not continued to be into them, but I appreciate them. And sure. like if they come on the radio, a Pearl Jam, especially like an early Pearl Jam cover, like Even Flow or something. Totally. 100%. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
100%. But I definitely had that vibe too, where on the way out there, I watched this documentary about Seattle, and it went into the whole history, you know, of the music scene and whatever. And just, it was clear from this documentary and then what I saw actually in Seattle now, it's just a different city.
Yeah, it totally is. You're totally right. And that was the sad part about it. I wanted it to be...
Yes.
I wanted to get there and just see a bunch of long hair wearing, you know, flannels. And just see that. Like, I mean, I went to a record store and they were having like a Pearl Jam day. So yeah. It was like a whole bunch of Pearl Jam stuff up. And I was like, I mean, this is... It's a beautiful city.
Yes.
I mean, I love the hills. We went out to the islands. We went to like Vashon, which is one of the islands out there.
Right.
It's beautiful. It really is beautiful. But I was just so let down. But
yeah, I mean,
it really was.
It's you can't go back.
Can't.
Definitely.
And then I also went through Portland, and I was like more let down.
I like Portland actually. I liked Portland too. I liked it a lot. But
I mean, I spent most of my time in rural like West Coast.
Yeah,
and I think I spent an hour in Portland, like a night in Seattle, and then like a couple hours in San Francisco before I flew back. So I saw more like Trump country than I saw anything else.
Yeah, Northern California, yeah. Kind of. Yeah.
It was really crazy. Like, it was nuts. But I did get to see a bunch of dolphins.